Yes, I can only say that it's all caught up with U.S. domestic politics.
Mm.
The 12 countries, and you mentioned the African countries,
yeah,
are already on security watch lists anyway, and this is the noise and a distraction, but it matters to, obviously, Syria, that wasn't on the list, and it matters to the other countries, because, you know, they're struggling with their own internal problems. And I think of the president of the Electoral Institute of Sustainable Democracy and Development in Africa, ISA, and that's a Joburg originally based, but now run by a Chadian great guy, Baisadu Sogolo. And he's sitting in Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire. And I'm wondering, you know, is he going to be exempted? Yeah. I mean, he's a graduate of decent universities, and he's running an organization that is valuable to sustainable development in Africa. And but Trump doesn't care. I mean, Trump does not care. And the bromance with Elon Musk, maybe they'll make up, but that's a much more significant the development, because it shows that you know, Musk was responsible for the Doge going after the liberals and closing down all of AID, and suddenly so, and that was cruel collateral damage to Africa. The cruelty of this administration is beyond belief. It's the worst administration in the history of the United States, and I hope the Americans sort it out.
Mm. Now, Professor, the countries that we mentioned where the travel ban, I believe is it taking effect on Monday? Am I correct in assuming?
I think so, but, yeah? but you know, what is it taking effect mean? Because, you know, Trump gives a lot of exceptions, and of course you got to pay him.
Yeah.
You know, he's not in it for the money and for the staying out of jail, and he's very selfish and self-centered, and it's just impossible to know from a distance. And the press reporting has been focusing mostly on the Musk-Trump breakup, but this story is also important, but it's just that it's you can't tell what it means in the specific countries.
Mm. So what we've seen subsequent to this proclamation, Professor, Chad, one of the 12 countries in Africa, they immediately came forward and they then halted U.S. visas. The Central Asian nation saying it is effectively suspending all visas to U.S. citizens as a matter of reciprocity, and then saying that, you know, it's one of a dozen countries whose nationals are now banned from traveling to the U.S. The president of Chad stated, "We neither have planes to offer or billions of dollars to give you," which is what Trump got when he did his blitz 3-4-day Middle East tour.
Cyril Ramaphosa said, if in memorable words, what real put down for Trump, if I had a plane to give you, I would do so. And, and you know, it's just crass. And look at the cryptocurrency. I've never seen as corrupt a regime in America before. And, God, I hope that, you know, he did get 77 million votes. But I just can't explain what the Democrats are going to counter with, but I hope that they do something effectively, and I think that the Trump Musk breakup, damaging as it was for Africa, is at least a sign that neither side knows what they're doing, and now it's revealed that Musk was on psychedelic drugs and amphetamines and you know, all smoking pot, and I mean, Christ, I mean, I can't believe this. You couldn't write this stripe. You couldn't write the script.
Yeah. It literally sounds like it's coming out of a Hollywood movie, Professor. Now, Trump obviously took to X, which he normally does, or his Truth platform, and he was quoted as saying in a video, "We will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm." But now, in addition to this, Professor, he's issued travel restrictions on nationals from Burundi, Sierra Leone, Togo, Cuba, Laos, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. They will no longer be able to travel to the U.S. on certain visas. So what was the reasoning behind him selecting those countries also?
I think it was just to show the MAGA crowd that supports him that he is for white nationalism, and this is another way to do it. And by the way, inviting Afrikaners to come and be royally treated and expedited very quickly was so grotesque in its caricature of white nationalism that, you know, the settlers have a game going on that in the U.S., which is a state capture by a minority that is increasingly going to be in a minority. It's not quite yet there, but, you know, South Africa is a country that's united in its diversity. Well, I hope that America can pull together in its diversity, which is growing and which is valuable to the country. But that's my opinion. That's not the white settlers' opinion, the white nationalists like Trump and who he's playing to, the galleries. And I hope that gets resolved favorably for the sake of the world and for the sake of American future.
Mm. Now, Professor, this breakup, as it were, bromance between Trump and Elon Musk, is this a case of where they will make up again? It's a bit of emotions. They both now playing a tit-for-tat game on social media, calling one another out, etc., etc. Is this smoke and mirrors? Should we be focusing on perhaps more important issues? Or should we say, hang on, certain things could come from here, we should pay attention to what is unfolding?
Well, look, it is an American debate, and at least this breakup has shown the American people, if they want to watch, what it is that is driving Trump and Musk. And it's money, and they've had a falling out over money, and you know, Trump accuses Musk of really looking at this bill and seeing that it would not benefit him as much as he thought it would. But I don't know where the truth lies, except it is unseemly and it is significant, and Trump has political power and Musk does not have political power, but he does have influence. And he exaggerates his contribution to the winning of Donald Trump, because I think more deeper focuses are underway, and the deeper emotions are underway by those white nationalists who feel threatened by the increasing diversity of America. But it's unseemly for a rich country like that. You know, South Africa's got problems in equity, but it's still a diverse country with an inclusive country, and I just think that Trump is singling out South Africa. He doesn't have an African policy, but the collateral damage he did by Musk did in the first 100 days of this administration were just egregious. And I hope that they get punished for it in the ballot box, but even more so for Trump, who's a convicted felon, after all, in jail.
Now, Professor, Musk clearly was at the receiving end of Trump's trade tariff wars, and obviously he got affected by that financially. Stocks fell, he lost a lot of money. Now the sudden breakup. Musk has come with some serious claims here. He's arguing that Trump would have lost the elections without his support. He also alleges that Trump has some very seedy details to be found in the Epstein files. I mean, these are serious allegations, Professor.
Well, they're serious, but Trump incited in the overthrow of the U.S. government because he lost an election. I was an observer for the 2024 election and for the Carter Center, and I saw that people were very careful about the recording of the votes. And while Kamala Harris came very close to beating him, 2 million votes, but nevertheless, Trump did win. And if he had lost, he wouldn't have accepted it. I mean, he's a walking double standards, and he gets away with murder. I mean, no president in the history of the country would get away with the kind of self-dealing that the cryptocurrency phenomenon that has memecoins by Trump and his wife and his family members. I mean, it's repulsive, but I can't figure out why America is not holding Trump to standards. Maybe it's just because he's so nonsensical and appeals to their prejudices, and he does so even when he contradicts himself. And he's not a young man. He's false in his aging, he beats up on Biden, but poor Biden was a decent president, and he stayed too long, and probably suffered this prostate cancer by not having colonoscopies enough. But you know, nevertheless, we don't know, and maybe it's something historians will clarify. But for now, you just have to hang on to your seat and watch with interest and concern when it affects you, and he does affect you and me and everyone in Africa, hope that we can broaden the relationships with the rest of the world.